What was it for you that made you go, yeah, Rory's a great subject for a book here?
Well, it was partly my love of his music and him, because I met him about three times, and the regard you have for him. There was more to be told about the person, and that's why I chose Rory. Jerry McAvoy, who the best book, I think, it's about Jerry McAvoy as well as Rory Gallagher. There was space, especially about the early years.
Jerry McAvoy said, though, in his book, didn't he, that Rory, while he was the nicest person in the world you could ever meet, he was also a bloody hard man to work with.
Yes. And I think it was a very honest thing for him to say. And I mean, you have to give him credit because he did 20 years there. Mm. And I think he must have had his frustrations, and there must have been things, suggestions or directions he wanted the band to go in that his boss wouldn't have. And of course, famously, as you know, he wasn't allowed to step further forward on the stage. So Rory had an ego as well.
Brian May, I'm a massive Queen fan, huge Queen fan. And one of the things that made me intrigued about Queen very early on was Brian May's guitar sound. And I always sort of put it down to the fact that he had made the guitar himself out of an old fireplace. But Rory Gallagher played a massive part on how Brian May drove his amps. I didn't know this.
Yeah, no, and he still claims it was just when he went to see Taste and Rory was there. And he went to him afterwards and said, well, how do you get that sound? And Rory said, well, it's the settings he puts on the Vox and the guitar. And of course, May says, well, it's been my sound ever since.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Do you think life has been unfair to Rory? Because, you know, in Ireland, there's been a lot of dedicated fans. Around the world, there's been a lot of dedicated fans. But he never quite got the credit, you know, that people say he deserved. For example, that whole thing about Jimi Hendrix, oh, I'm not the greatest guitar player in the world, Rory Gallagher is. That sort of stuff. Is that all true?
No. There's no evidence for that at all. Mm. It's one of the most kind of maddening things, I think, in the Gallagher legacy. That you could still hear people saying, well, after all, Jimi Hendrix said he didn't. You have to be. And I mean, the point about that thing is Hendrix died in, what was it, 70 or 71? I can never remember.
70.
He died 25 years before Rory. So how come nobody asked Rory about this quote?
Right.
You know, so, and I mean, I think the problem with it too is that why do you need, if you believe Rory Gallagher was a great talent, then why do you need Hendrix to
tell you? When you were doing the research for this originally, what was the favourite thing that you learnt along the way that you were going, my goodness, I never knew that?
That he was a devout Catholic.
Really?
Yeah. That he always went to Mass, never missed Mass. I mean, I knew about his superstition. I'm not connecting the two, but I mean, to some extent, maybe there is a connection. But that was the big... And guys I talked to in Cork said, oh, yeah, you'd meet Rory heading to Mass. And this man would be coming from the Church of Ireland, the Anglican Church. And he'd see Rory heading for Mass. And then he was big into the Brompton Oratory because he lived down in that part of London. So he used to go to Mass in the Brompton Oratory.
Would the fact that he was such a fan then of the demon drink have haunted him, do you think?
In a moral kind of way?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it reminds me actually, speaking of the devil, the thing he said, it was a Joe Jackson interview in around 92. And he said that an interesting thing he said, he'd stopped listening to Robert Johnson because he felt he was getting kind of strange messages to do with the devil. So he had that superstitious, that belief in another world of some kind.
Wow.
And it used to spook him listening to Robert Johnson, because Johnson had that, you know, the famous thing that he had. He gave the devil his guitar and the devil tuned it and did something to the strings. And of course, he was hugely empowered by this pact with the devil. So Rory kind of he went with a lot of that stuff.